1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, brethren, I don't want you to be ignorant concerning spiritual gifts. You know that when you were Gentiles, you were led by those voiceless idols, being carried away by various impulses. Therefore, I want to make it clear to you that no one speaking in the Spirit of God says, Jesus is cursed. And no man can truly declare that Jesus is his master, but by the Holy Spirit. Now there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are various kinds of ministries, yet the same Lord. And there are different ways of working, but it is the same God who is operating in and through all things. But to each one is given an expression of the Spirit for the benefit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, and to another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith in the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing in the one Spirit, to another workings of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of languages, to another the interpretation of such languages. But through all these things, one, even the Spirit himself, works, distributing to each one individually according to his purposes. For as the physical body is one, and has many members, and all of the members of the body, being many, are one, so also is the Anointed One. For in one Spirit we are all immersed, that is, baptized, into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and one Spirit was provided for us to drink. Yet the body is not one member, but many. If the foot were to say, because I am not the hand, I am not part of the body, is it therefore not part of the body? Or if the ear were to say, because I am not an eye, I am not part of the body, is it therefore not part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were hearing, where would the smelling be? But now God has set each one of the members in the body just as it pleased him. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now they are many members, but one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. Or, again, the head to the feet, I don't need you. Instead, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. Those parts of the body which we think are less honorable, to these we give more abundant honor, and our less beautiful parts we beautify even more, whereas our attractive parts have no need. But God joined the members of the body together, giving greater honor to the part which is lacking, so that there would be no separations in the body, but that each of the members of the body would care for each other. The result should be that if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members will rejoice with it. Now you are the body of the Anointed One, and each member is assigned a part to fulfill. And indeed, this is how God has arranged things in the gathering of the called out ones. First he placed sent ones, second prophets, third teachers, then workers of miracles, then gifts of healing, helping others, guidance, and various types of languages. Are all sent ones? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak with different languages? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the greater gifts, and yet I will show you an even more excellent way. This is the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.fathersliferadio.com. agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.